The following commentary does not reflect the view of Northumberland 89.7 or its advertisers.
Now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
Some of us will remember the nationally syndicated cartoon series that ran for 50 years, titled Pogo. It was a sophisticated commentary filled with political and social satire. And one of its famous lines was when Pogo said, "We have met the enemy and he is us." That was in 1971, and Pogo was referring to the damage we humans were doing to the Earth with our mountains of garbage. And he was right, and we still haven't solved it. If Pogo were here today, living in Northumberland, and commenting on the political landscape, he would say it again. We have met the enemy, and he is us. Last week, I commented on the lack of political candidates running for office in Coburg. Now, fortunately, three more people have announced their candidacy. That's the good news. But there's other bad news. There is no competition for Coburg's mayor and deputy mayor. They will likely be acclaimed. And compounding this lack of democratic process, one of Premier Doug Ford's longtime goals has been to give mayors more authority, more dictatorial power, just when what we need locally is less autocratic leadership and more public engagement. Folks, this is a big problem, and one that needs to be fought until the last man and woman are left standing, in defense of liberty. This brings me back to Pogo's wisdom. First, we must realize that the liberty we all take for granted, free speech, freedom of the press, or any press at all, is under threat. Secondly, we must not assume we're protected by a democratic process that does not work, in which autocrats are elected by about 25% of the voters. Doug Ford won with just 24% of the eligible votes. Bob Sanderson and Port Hope with 24%, and Gil Brockeneer with 27%. That means 3 out of 4 voters are not voting for our leaders. And now they want to give these people even more authority? Citizens, we need to pay attention to Pogo. We are the enemy. We are the problem. And with only half of us turning up to vote, we're complicit in perpetuating authoritarian leadership and fostering the decline of democracy. Now, there are 2 things we can do if we don't want to leave our children's future in the hands of the autocrats. 1, we can get up off our apathetic butts and vote. Mark October 22nd on the calendar, now, in red, and vote. Because anything less than a 75% turnout is not enough. And get to know the candidates. Know who you are allowing to run your community. 2, support your local citizens groups. There are bright, talented people in every community who are actively representing local issues and participating in the democratic process. Join them, or at least pay attention to them and support them. Until we realize that we and our uninvolvement are the enemy of change, that we are the cop-outs, we who are taking a free ride on the freedoms of democracy, we are the irresponsible citizens unwilling to pay the price of simply getting involved and doing something. Instead, too many of us sit on the sidelines while our rights and freedoms are being stolen right out from under our noses. Another axiom applies. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Think about it and then do something.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.